Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
This is a bizarre story. We've, of course, been following it. Dr. Tim DeMeyer now will be served with a warning letter after he blew the whistle. It's so strange, and we saw such crazy behavior, bizarre behavior by the department. There he was suspended, and then there was this whole reaction to it. It was withdrawn, and now he's going to be served with a warning letter and forced to apologize. What on earth is going on here? Jack Bloom is the DA Shadow Health MEC in Gauteng. Thanks for joining us whenever we ask you to do so. This is just a story that it's almost like a study of how to play things badly.
Oh, absolutely. It was such a massive PR disaster that he was suspended. Then you would have thought that it's been resolved. And we hear that there's further disciplinary action being taken against him. So he was allegedly forced to apologize to the CEO.
Jack, before we go into that, for anybody who is unfamiliar with the story, can you just give us a very quick recap?
Well, basically, it's the Rahima Musa Mother and Child Hospital, and which is a very busy hospital, serves exclusively pregnant mothers and young children. And Dr. DeMeyer, I think it was about 3 weeks ago, about a month ago, did an open letter about terrible conditions at the hospital. And he was extremely, passionate about the fact that children were dying because the conditions of the hospital weren't being fixed, and that he had tried all avenues to get attention from the hospital authorities, and it been ignored. Now, he received widespread praise for penning this letter, and we all hoped that something would be done to fix the hospital. Instead, about a couple of weeks after he did the letter, he gets suspended. The MEC then intervened, the MEC for Health, and went to the hospital, and he was reinstated. So that was the end of the story, and hopefully, the hospital would be fixed instead of persecuting the doctor, and it seems that he is still being persecuted.
How do we make sense of this? Because it's either extremely childish, or somebody is very, very angry because he's clearly hit a nerve.
Well, I think it's the CEO of that hospital who I found out spent a third of her time working from home last year, unbelievably with the permission of the department, which allowed all what they call deep service to work from home during the COVID epidemic. Now, I mean, it's unheard of for a hospital CEO to work from home. Doctors and nurses don't have that privilege, and a CEO should always be at the hospital. So there's a lot of criticism that I hear from staff at the hospital about her high-handedness and not being permanently at the hospital at all times to supervise what's happening there. And I think part of the problem at the hospital is due to the CEO. Now you see that she has apparently a vindictive edge to her, and she wants to continue her case against the doctor. That's how I read it.
It's not going to end well for her, let alone him. He's becoming almost a national hero. He's becoming a symbol of all that is wrong in the medical area. Here's a young doctor who's working extremely hard. All he's trying to do is get things fixed, and he's the guy that's being persecuted. How do they think it's going to go for them on this?
Well, I would have thought after the Life of Selimeni tragedy, in fact people were criticized for not speaking out, that we would have learned the lesson from that, especially the Gauteng Health Department. So, look, I've become very cynical about the Gauteng Health Department. I don't think that CEO should have been appointed in the first place. Why are we appointing people who do their jobs, who don't treat their staff properly? The point about Dr. DeMeyer is that he did try to play by the rules. He made several presentations, as did other staff, about what was wrong with the hospital, and it was ignored. So after going through official channels in desperation, he penned an open letter, and one would have thought that it would have seen for it what really was a very passionate, committed doctor. You know, we don't have that many doctors in who prepared to
to put their neck out.
The abuse, people are leaving the public service because it's becoming, too terrible for them. And he's in a particular pediatric specialty, who is apparently only 10 in the country. So the fact that he was suspended was actually a blow to service at the hospital, apart from anything else. Luckily he was reinstated, but now he's still being persecuted. It really is unbelievable. And I really think that the CEO of the hospital is the one who should be investigated. And I'm going to continue to push for that at the Gauteng legislature.
What's so incredible is that the sign of a good CEO is that they're a leader of a team. And they almost like a coach or a, within a sports arena, a sports area. This is a person who, despite maybe terrible conditions and limited financial resources, needs to motivate their team, be around there, and not alienate. You can only imagine what the other doctors and healthcare support teams at the hospital must be feeling with the CEO going after somebody who is just trying their best.
Well, absolutely. There was a lot of support for Dr. DeMeyer when the op-ed first came out, the protest meetings, the petition that rapidly got thousands of signatures. And now they see that the saga is still continuing. So I think the rot is still there. I really just think that they... we've got 37 public hospitals in Gauteng. I do know some very good CEOs who do their work, but others who actually don't. And it shows. Now, at the Rahima Musa Hospital now, the CT scanner has been working for several weeks. I mean, that's a critical piece of machinery. They have to take child patients to other hospitals for a scan. Now, that can lead to delays. And then this is what Dr. DeMeyer was pointing out, that he had to speak to families who had lost a child. I mean, that's just unbelievable that have to be put through this. Had to speak to families of a child that died that could have been saved. He was what the phrase that I think resonated with everybody. He said, how can the people in charge sleep peacefully at night when they know what's happening in our hospitals? And I think that charge still stands, even more so now that he's still being pursued.
It's just phenomenal. Where do you think this is going to go?
Well, I'd like to think that it's a wake-up call for our provincial health authorities. There's a new head of department. I hope that it's obviously there's political guidance at the top, and that's where I think the problem is. But, this is a department that hasn't had a permanent CEO and a permanent chief financial officer for more than a year, So there's other vacant posts. It's just too dreadful for words. Let's go back to last year where a senior official also tried to blow the whistle on corruption. She was assassinated by the Dear Karen. That's how bad things are in the department. So I think that, there's a leadership problem in general in that department. And we see that at this hospital in particular, the people who are suffering most are mothers and children.
Absolutely astounding. Well, let's hope that this is taken seriously, because maybe with enough rope, they will do what they need to. And it certainly does seem that way, that this hospital, the CEO, clearly is so out of touch with what is going on around her and what is required that she's even taken. I mean, not to be able to read the press and see how public sentiment is with this doctor and not with her is incredible. Then to still then demand an apology is just something unbelievable. And it really does reflect an incredible lack of maturity in terms of leadership. And if a leader is going to be worth their salt at all, they've got to be able to step back and look at it from a different perspective. Clearly, absolutely unable to do so. Jack Bloom, DA Shadow Health MEC in Gauteng, bringing us that ridiculous story. Mark says the CEO should be banned from going to private hospitals and should only go back to public hospitals. and obviously talking about for healthcare, and that is right. I think that every member of parliament should be required to own, or them and their children, only to use public hospitals, because then it'll be fixed in no time at all.